Yep.
I am not surprised during this bad weather that so many of y'all came out, but I know how concerned you are about your community, so thank you. I know it's more listening for you guys and see what kind of recommendations the development is bringing back. I know y'all don't see Representative Wyman Duggan, unfortunately, he's stuck in Tallahassee, but that don't stop us from doing what we need to do. The three key individuals is here to try to help guide y'all along. So in saying that, we'll do an introduction. My name is Councilman Reggie Gaffney.
Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman, District 8.
And welcome again. And last time I was here representing the developer. My name is Steve Luce with Eisenhower Property Group, the contract purchaser of the Braddock property.
Turn it back on and then push the button.
It's supposed to be green?
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks like it's on.
Okay.
It's on. If it's green, it's on.
Can everybody hear me? My name's Grant Bledsoe with ETM. Happy to be here again today.
Say again. We can't hear back here.
Hold on one second.
We're recording it, so it has to be in the
light. Is this better?
Yeah, loud and clear.
My name is Grant Bledsoe with England, Thames & Miller, civil engineer. Happy to be here.
You introduce yourself, please.
Mylon Nelson, resident of 13901 Lynn Turner Road, just south of this development.
We'll go straight down this way.
Judy Hall, resident, 15007 Thomas Mill Road.
Beth Harrison, resident, 14960 Thomas Mill Road.
Gary Harrison, 14960 Thomas Mill Road East.
Pat Mobile Hill from the Jacksonville National Cemetery. I'm chairman of the support committee.
Dorothy Massey, 14500 Braddock Road, resident.
Ann Steele, resident from 4510 Braddock Road.
I'm Marshall Steele, 14510 Braddock Road.
Dana Flip, 3158 Olympic Lane.
Sue Woldridge, 14959 Thomas Mill Road East.
Kent Woldridge, 14959 Thomas Mill Road East.
Mickey Williams, 14983 Braddock Road.
Catherine Harold, resident at Thomas Mill Road East, address on file.
Andrew Harold, address on file, Thomas Mill Road.
Mercedes Parker, Executive Council Assistant to Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman, District 8.
Rashawn Shine, Executive Council Assistant to Regional Academy, District 7.
So again, we want to thank you and welcome you all again. And yes, sir?
Louder.
Can you hear? Okay, hold on. My little button went off. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. So we got to go ahead and get started without further ado. We got up close and personal last time, and I'm sure that you're here to listen, and we want the developer to give us an update, and we'll go from there. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for hosting this meeting, community meeting again. I think it's a wonderful idea, a good way to meet with the neighbors, to hear what the concerns are outside the sort of, you know, the tenseness or the pressure of a public hearing. So I thank you for setting this up. You know, we met last time and we heard all your comments. The one item in particular was, in my opinion, a significant issue for us as a master plan developer that we had asked to allow for multifamily development around the Braddock enclave, the residential community. That's at Lem Turner and Braddock. It would be the southeast quadrant. I went back and talked to our development team, and our investors, and we met about it, and they came back, and first sign of the fact that I'm here today should tell you something. If I had bad news for you, I might have sent someone else. the results of our internal meeting, I'm pleased to announce to you, because I'm a land planner. I like to work with neighborhoods and try to find compromise, that we accept the concerns you have about apartments and multifamily wrapping around that community, and we will not do apartments in that location. I know several of you wanted that to be the main issue, and if I could address that one issue alone, that might get you to a point where you feel a little bit more comfortable about growth in this general area of Jacksonville. So that hopefully that addresses you.
It sounds like good news to me, right?
Okay, that's the major announcement I wanted to make. I also know that one of the other items that I've gotten feedback from some members of the community over the last, month or so, is that the local streets in the community are sometimes, when it rains, there's some flooding. And I've had Grant Bledsoe from ETM, who's our engineering consultant. I keep calling Grant to the point he's probably annoying him. Said, can you get out there, take a look at the streets? Can you go talk to a contractor, give me an estimate of what it would cost, what it needs to be done, what kind of cleanup work to the ditches we can do? So I'd like Grant to sort of just say a few words about that other item that I've been hearing and I want to address.
If you all would, in terms of the concerns of the community, is just kind of go through, if you can, on these items that were brought to our attention the last time we had our meetings, if you all have, address those with the residents, please.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I'll speak for a second about the widening of Lim Turner. It is something that we'll have to study. At this point, we have not done a traffic study to determine exactly what has to be done for the portion in front of Braddock Road. Certainly, I know the development to the south of it, Thomas Creek, is also reviewing that. So we'll continue reviewing and try to understand exactly what's required and what's necessary.
Okay, next item, Grant, can you address traffic increases in general?
I guess I'm
sort
not sure what
the
question
item.
Is, but, yeah, we'll have to perform a traffic study. And so at that point in time, we'll know exactly, what happens as a result of this development. So,
okay, I believe the third item is the item about multifamily and apartments. Mm-hmm. So, that's that item. The fourth item is, I jumped ahead, but now this is the item I want to talk
drainage
about.
And swells. Sure,
if you could talk about
a
second.
I've looked at the site multiple times now, and have driven the roads, and have looked at the drainage ditches, and I've actually walked the ditch behind Mr. Kent's house and walked it all the way out to the wetlands. And I've called a contractor that manages the ditches for Noah Silver, the owner of the piece, Thomas Creek. And he connected me with a gentleman that works for Jack's Utilities Management. And we're meeting next Tuesday at 1 p.m. behind Mr. Woldridge's house. And we're going to walk the ditch and identify exactly what the scope is. And he'll develop a schedule, a cost, and a timeline to continue with the work. But I mean, what's important here is that Mr. Luce has been very generous and has encouraged me to spend time out there looking at this ditch and contacting the contractor and figuring out a plan to solve the immediate drainage issues.
Wear waders next time.
Yeah. Yeah. I got some pictures from Mr. Kent today.
Okay.
The maintenance of the private road.
I know that was a comment made by one or more of you last time, and I think council members, to a certain extent, you have some experience with substandard roads and communities and residents mm-hmm. coming in to see y'all about what can be done for them.
Right.
I stand willing to help, but I don't understand the process.
And that might be a question for John Pappas, because it has to be a city road in most cases that in terms of what I understand.
So are we talking about Braddock Road?
Or no, we're talking about the private road.
The private roads?
Yeah.
They're subdivision streets.
Right.
Yeah, if there's subdivision streets, that's something that the city could perhaps.
And probably then we'll take that up during the LUZ process, because I don't have an answer either, but I'm on LUZ.
Right. Right.
And I can make sure that we address that issue when it comes to trying to determine.
Or we may be able to send John Pappas the information beforehand and maybe address it before the meeting. So that's one that we'd have to get back with you all on, okay? All right.
And that's probably what's going to drive the outcome, probably going to be the city.
Mm-hmm.
What we can do and what they can do, keep in mind when anytime you do a new development, there's certain things that certain things the owner has to do first, and then maybe some things that I can actually say to do to widen the scope of it. So use wherever that development, that contractor, that owner going to be required by based on city code to do some improvement. Mm-hmm. So that's coming anyway. But I think the question is here is, besides Braddock Road, which we know is going to be upgraded based on what they got to do, is what can we do within that development? And that's, again, that may not be something that if it's private, but the question will come if it's private and or the city on it. And that's what I don't know yet. But here again, that would be a conversation. Most of y'all are going to be there that I will have with my colleagues with at LUZ and Public Work. So we'll make sure he does what he need to do, and between us two, we'll push the city to do a little more than what they're capable of doing.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing is that we have the conversation now, and we don't want to make promises that we know that we can't deliver on. And so as we discuss your concerns and interests, there are some compromises that we have to make. And so what we will do is do our homework before. I'm not on LUZ. I have served on it before, but currently Councilman Gaffney is on that, and we can get at least the information beforehand and then get back with you. If it means of us just sending out an email to just give you all an update of what's going on and what we found out. Would that be okay with you all? Okay, great.
And I would ask, and because I know Mr. Harris better, if y'all, no disrespect to nobody else, what I would ask for you to do for me is send me what roles that you guys have concern and what y'all want the city to do. And then that way I can start working on that before. It's not coming up Tuesday. I don't think it's coming up Tuesday. We'll make sure it won't come up Tuesday. But at least I can now have the city start looking at what they can do. And perhaps we can come back together without them, or perhaps you guys can have that discussion with us when y'all get the city answer or response before y'all come back to the next LUZ meeting. And that's okay, because I was going to, they're going to tell me if they want to defer it or not anyway.
Okay.
That's and that's good. I know he wants it, but if they would have told me to do it today, I had to do it anyway.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I think we've addressed the multifamily housing, and I think the comment that was made, it was just trying to capture some of the concerns about the air traffic noise. I don't think there's much that we can do about that. So with those concerns that were addressed, mm-hmm. are there any other concerns? And I didn't ask you, were you finished with making your report?
Oh, yes.
All right, thank you. Are there any other concerns that we didn't capture here? I see a hand in the back, and Mercedes, if you can take the microphone back there, and then we'll come to you, and then Mr. Harris will take you last.
Yeah, just my original question. Agreeing to not put the multifamily there, does that mean that they're going to offer an amendment to the bill?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I want to clarify.
the multifamily is not going to be on the southwest quadrant, but does that still mean that it will be in another area?
There could be apartments on one of the other quadrants, but not yours.
Okay, and my second question is, if it's deferred from LUC, does that mean it'll be till the 29th? Is that the next LUC? If it's not going to be next week, it'll be...
Yeah, the following week.
There's
not
a fifth. Well, actually, there's a fifth week this month.
The week of the 29th.
Yeah, it's a fifth week this month.
So, yeah, we'll go to the first.
Tuesday in April.
April, yes. Yeah. Mr. Haskell, did you have a question? Yeah.
I'm coming around now.
She's coming around.
When you say that you're not putting multifamily on Braddock, but you're moving it to another quadrant, where are you moving it to? Because I'm on the other end.
Right. The current comp plan language allows for apartments on the other three quadrants. What we had requested to do was to add it to the fourth quadrant, but based on the neighborhood comments, we will not do that. Where it will go on other quadrants will be addressed during our zoning application process. We are doing some very early preliminary layouts, but I've understood from your comments last time you were here that you're sort of on the boundary line, I guess, to the east of our site, and there are wetlands along that general location. So if there's any apartments, it would be closer to the intersection of the your current T-intersection of Lem Turner and Braddock. And what we plan to do is from that T-intersection, extend Braddock Road north from that T-intersection. So any apartments would generally be around that main intersection, if that helps. But we're a little early with the layout.
Okay, well, that kind of leads into the mirroring of the sizes where we asked you if you were going to back single-family homes up to existing already single-family homes on the other end. Is that kind of the plan, to back up single-family homes on the other end?
We just...
putting that, yeah. The multifamily kind of in the middle of all of that big chunk of land?
Yes, we would do that.
Okay, thank you.
Are there plans that are pretty well laid out right now for fire protection out there? We're concerned about, as far as emergency services for some of the larger gatherings that we have at the National Cemetery. Will there be one of the proposals I saw about 4 months ago was over on Lenny Road at Ethel. I don't know if that's still in play or if it's going back out to Lenny Road over near this large project.
So that's
fire protection.
Yes, sir. So that's probably going to be more of a LUZ / public work. Who's going to make that decision? I'm not smart enough to tell you what the city going to think is the best place to put it. But since you asked that question, that would come up question again that we'll debate and talk about in LUZ. I would say this: anytime you have growth, that's always part of the 10 plan way to put elements like that. And so I don't have the answer today, but I can, as we go through this process doing LUZ, we can make sure that it will be a understanding on where the city or JEA will place that particular system at some point.
Good, thank you. Yeah, we're right now, we bring out the standby fire rescue and we work through John Bracey. That's only a few times a year that we bring them out there. At one point in time, we also brought in helicopter in case we needed as far as helicopter support, and that was with the University of Florida Health with their trauma unit. We had them out there, but we're concerned about, with the growth that's going on, not having a fire station somewhere in the area there, especially near the cemetery.
I know we have one. I'm not sure that far. I do know we got one right now going out to the airport. Oh, just had one. We're getting ready to put one on Downs Avenue. It's a new one, brand new one going out to the airport. It's supposed to be able to cover, not the one that JIA has now, but one supposed to cover that area out there also. the question is where we're at in the process. Is that 1 year, 2 year, or what? If you guys at the next LUZ meeting, don't let me forget to ask that question. I can find out. I can probably call and find out just quickest. But the next time we meet, I have somebody from, I have Chief Powers to come and perhaps answer that question, so I get a letter from him on the next, perhaps next plans that the fire rescue have for that way.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank Mr. Gaffney and Ms. Pittman for working with us so much. Y'all been great and very responsive. I thank you so much for that. And Steve, I want to thank y'all for working with us. Thank you too, Mr. Hart. And you saw from a homeowner's standpoint, that means so much. And I want to thank you for that. One couple of things I just want to mention is that there had been talk about last time on one of these maps of having a Braddock Parkway, and that was going to run parallel with the current Braddock Road. We were talking to Grant earlier. That's not, and that was just a placeholder. That was something from previous. So at this time, there's not a Braddock Parkway being proposed where Braddock Road is now. It would be Braddock Parkway would then go across, continue on the other side of Hunter Road. So that's clarification. Right. But then the last thing is we talked about the type of homes that are surrounding our existing area. And if I heard you correctly, you were trying to put some of your nicer homes up closer to where we currently are. You've got options of 40-foot lots and 50s and 60s and different things. And that, so did I hear you correctly? You would like to try to put some of your nicer homes in the surrounding area?
We would. We're early in the layouts, but the idea here is that because around York community, we're not going to do apartments there. It'll be single family.
Right.
And I can work to put the larger lots around your perimeter of your community.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So I wanted to go last because I'm kind of the outlier here, meaning that I'm a little further south on Linterna, but of course we discussed last time how that affects. One quick question, looking at the entire master plan, how many homes or families or people does that account for in the immediate area? I haven't heard a number on that yet.
So, and you would think that me and Councilwoman Pittman would know. That's a question that we can ask and we can find out. It can be close to that or less. I'm just guessing with
four
you. I'm guessing with you. It can be anywhere from 4 to 6, or it can be anywhere from 3 to 6. But I know it's growing on Braddock Road and Linterna to Minsley.
So for me, as a family member, looking far out, looking at LUZ and what the city council's plans are, right now, you know, my kids are Garden City, right?
I understand.
When that happens, both Callahan and those schools, and I've still got a long way to go with the kids. He's talking about fire stations. I'm thinking about schools, 6,000 families. I mean, this area is already kind of packed. So I ask that you please consider that. In addition to the traffic study and how that's going to affect with 6,000 families, you figure 2 cars per family, that's 12,000 cars up and down Linterna and Braddock Hitch, right? And that's a big ballpark number. And finally, the last thing is, what I would ask that for the existing residents, myself, my family, those that couldn't be here, there's some issues that I spoke with you last time about zoning. I think this is the fifth time I've gone on record stating that my zoning is still not correct, and I'm zoned as public. But we would like to be able to be zoned to where we can build, and I know that needs to go through a zoning exception process, I understand that, but we would like to be able to build what we would like to on our property. I would like to be able to build a second residence, right, on my 2.5 acres, which currently is 2.5 acres per residence, things like that. In addition to, we would love to stay on well water in standard septic systems and not have to tie into the city when it comes through to be grandfathered in. And I think I can speak for everyone in the room.
Yes.
I can try to answer that question. One, the city is not going to make nobody go on public water.
But not only that, you have to have 100%.
Yeah,
you know,
and so we're not at that point where we're mandatory that. Another thing, yeah, it's a process that you're going to have to go through, totally different from this, but you and I can get together and I can help walk you through it. But lately, over the last couple of years, it's many individuals that came to. Some got denied, and some gotten passed when they wanted to do build a home on a lot. That's depend on two things, I think. One, your community. If they're going to allow it, what happens sometime when individuals in certain communities want to do that, and then you got 10 other people saying, we don't want that, and then it puts me and my colleagues in a situation where we got to determine what's the best thing to do. So I have seen some individuals win, and I have seen some lose. So I hear you, and you and I can win, but you got to worry about everybody around you who's going to either say, we don't want that, or we do, which then makes our job not as easy because now we listen to 10 saying, one, we don't want it. But your dream, it can happen. But those the ones you got to work with saying, this is what I want to do. And they may be more understandable in some communities in Mandarin and some other places that we done turn them down. So
the biggest thing, I have to get mine into four of the three other addresses, four total, correct.
Yeah.
Go through the zoning process, exception process if needed.
I think we need to do that right now. All you got to do is come downtown, get with me. I get with somebody from planning, and we'll start the paperwork to make your life whole again.
And the last thing was, I got off on a tangent in my mind.
It's okay. We're here for a minute. So if it come back after we get through, just see me. But it seems like a lot of your problems as individuals, things that we can do together.
Just click. So just south of this, just got a frame of the map. There's been, and again, this doesn't apply to the Braddock Tract. This would be the Thomas Creek development. But it's all going to be related, right? I indicated. There's a section of that that has been proposed to be used as commercial. And that whole corner, the wide corner before you get to this development, just past Pace and between Pace and Eagerton, they're looking at doing commercial. Now that's just out, that's catty corner to my property and next door to a good friend of mine who wasn't able to be here tonight. He is beside himself when he got the letter stating that his new family is now going to have a gas station or a retail store or insert commercial plaza there. And that's, so talking about contiguous, Mr. Gary brought it back up again about having contiguous planning around that mirrors what's already there, large lots, nice homes. I feel the same way about the commercial as I do with the multifamily. Right, it kind of fits in the same thing. We're just looking for residential. So if we can consider that when we're looking at this holistically as a master plan, I get that there has to be fire stations. I get there's probably going to be a gas station somewhere. But for those of us that are in the room, we keep that away from us, fine. We're here speaking about it. That makes sense.
Also, just wanted to kind of bring to your attention what I'm seeing, not just around the city, but in our areas. 7, 8, and 9, and actually 10 has a lot of continuous land. And of course, we've had individuals that have purchased properties and kind of held on to the properties until now. And so what we have asked for our developers or even planning is to have a strategic plan in some of the areas. Like, you know, on the west side, I have a lot of agriculture. And right now there's a lot of development that's happening. We know that development is coming, but to maybe try to do smart growth, you know, as we move forward. So we just want to let you know that we are on your side. And, you know, the same thing that we did, this to me, this is an example that should happen with anyone that's doing development in any district, because then you all can work on the forefront with the developers, and we won't have to do this in a council meeting. And I think this is, I can't tell you how excited I am, how successful this has been an everybody wins and still, you know, get what you need at this time. So I just, you know, that's my last comment, and I really appreciate you all coming and willing to work with us to straighten this out. Thank you.
Any other questions? So we know it's going to be deferred. Keep in mind, not this Tuesday. Don't come down there, because we're not even taking it up. And if it's God will, it'll be the beginning of next month. If somehow it's not up to everybody's satisfaction, we'll defer it again. That's what we do to make sure we can almost get to a place where we can all agree. At some point, we'll take it up. But we can do that as often as we need to until we feel comfortable, make sure we move it forward. But I'm gonna applaud y'all. I've been on LUZ for almost 6.5, 7 years, and I have seen lots of battles. Y'all been through some over there. This is probably the best owner development, and y'all know this, that say it's meet first to see how we can work together. You have some come and just do it. And some will say it's do it and it put us in a situation where we fight, but you got to have 9 other people fighting for you. It's not going to be perfect. They're going to have townhouses, apartments somewhere. You got them to be moved. Probably at the end of the day, they're going to be behind somebody's house, I assume. I don't know. I don't know what their plans is, but you're probably going to have 5 or 10 other people calling us about, well, we don't want them over here, but that's just how it goes. In every development, you're always going to have a handful of your community want this and a handful want this, and nobody always win. But I think you guys, when I share this with my LUZ committee and we both share with our council friends, we're going to thank your community for being so willing to work on the front end, because everything not always on the front. So most of it on the back, that's when you most times as community you lose. I tell anybody, try to get in the front end, because you're never going to get everything you want. But when you win, when you get some of the things you want, and y'all have gotten just as much as you want. And closing with Lim Turner, she'll tell you, it's been a challenge. I've been fighting developments on Percy Road right there, that land right there, for 6 years. And I had about 5 people begging me to do something, but I know what that community is, that community want. And so I had to beg too. At the same time, I knew it's going to be similar to y'all. They're going to have 100, 200 members out there saying we don't want this. So it's going to be now, as you ride further down Lim Turner, it's going to be some other things. Like you just brought a gas station, perhaps retail, perhaps warehouses. It's other fights coming. That's because the city's growing, but it's best to get in on the front end. Lots of times when y'all see that rezoning sign, it don't mean we always know. Especially if it's zoned for, at some point it got to come through LUZ. But just like me and my other 6 colleagues, when nobody that will speak against it, and then I'm assuming that everybody okay with it, and they definitely going to, I can say, no, I don't want it, and they probably going to listen because I'm on the committee, but the bottom line is you got to speak up on the front end. So when that development or whenever what happened in the future, just let us know on the front end.
Thank you. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and this concludes our meeting. Thank you. Mm-hmm.